You won't see many fully functioning stores as you walk into Destiny from the entrance between the Disney Store and New York & Company at Carousel Center. But you will get a taste of what Destiny USA is going to look like. And the broad boulevard look underneath exposed steel beams doesn't appeal to everyone.
Reminds me of New York City going through the bus station. Port Authority, that's what it reminds me of.
Sophie LaFontaine of Syracuse took her complaints to Destiny spokesman David Aitken, who was attending to a gaggle of reporters.
It has that industrial look.
Yeah, it's a great compliment to what we have
so
at Carousel.
So is that what you wanted
yes,
to look?
Yes, very much so.
Sophie may have a minority opinion, though, judging from the oohs and ahs from many shoppers on Veterans Day weekend, like this mom and daughter from Camillus who've been coming to Carousel for years.
Can I ask you what you think so far?
It's amazing. It doesn't even look like
it's amazing.
Part of the mall.
No. What does it look like?
A brand new mall.
She was a little girl when this started.
It's
been
nice
raised
upgrade.
Here in this mall. It is a nice upgrade.
Aitken says opening the doors of the mall before it officially opens next spring, while still under construction, is one way to expose the controversial project to 20 million visitors.
We have the ability to open a new exterior entrance where there's some great parking that's underutilized, right outside by Hiawatha Boulevard, have people come in, experience the design, the decor, the architecture of it, see the brands that are coming. There's been a lot of pent-up demand for this project.
There are two stores that will be opening this holiday season, Lenox China and Hartman Luggage. Also open, a small series of kiosks on either side of the broad boulevard center of the addition, selling things like ornaments and gifts. They don't look like your average mall kiosk, though, with polished wood framing elegant-looking countertops. And that's what drew Hugh Reed of Habascani Atlas. He's a distributor of toys made in the Haba Company in Germany and was looking for more exposure of the product in central New York.
The reason I like it is it's not the feel of a normal kiosk. A kiosk to me used to be a small glassed-in area in the middle of the mall. These are more like small storefronts. It's almost like a small marketplace is what the feel I get from it, from all of the different other vendors that are here, other people that are here. It feels more like a small store to me.
Central New York's been waiting for Destiny USA for almost a decade, with complications ranging from problems with creditors and debates over tax breaks keeping plans from going forward. This three-floor addition is much different than some of the early plans for a mall that included an aquarium, among other things. Aitken says everything's still go for the spring opening, and shoppers say they're ready.
It's beautiful. It's open. It's amazing. And now it better go through as planned, because the area needs it.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.